The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hello, everybody. And yes, this voice is a little bit different. This is Elizabeth Cookson, and I have the honor of standing in for Dr. Pat Basile. And this is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And today, we are going to have an amazing, amazing guest who's going to talk about healing for the holidays. Her name is Michelle Houchins. But before we bring her on, I just wanted to ask everyone today to take a moment and think of what can we do to help others in our community. And one of the things that came to me when I was doing my meditation and prayer this morning was, what can we do as a community? And it's doing random acts of kindness. And can you imagine if every one of us for the next 11 days of the month do something random, whether it's just complimenting someone on their clothes or it's helping someone when they've dropped something, take their groceries out, or maybe you're walking by a meter and you see that somebody's about to expire in their meter and you just drop a quarter in. So just these random acts of kindness and just putting love and light out into the universe, what an amazing shift we can all make. So without further ado, let's go ahead, and I would love to share with you Michelle Houchins. She is so near and dear to my heart. She is a psychic medium, a medical intuitive, and a patent holder with over 25 years of award-winning success as a sales and business development executive in the pharmaceutical and medical device industries. But what's really unique about Michelle is that she has really been expanding her worldwide psychic medium and intuitive counseling practice and her skills to assist diverse client-based individuals. And in working with her and actually having her on my show from the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, we have really connected to see what is needed out there for everyone. And I can tell you what, Michelle has just touched so many listeners. And Michelle, I just can't wait to get you on. Go ahead, honey. Let's go ahead and rock the airwaves this morning.
Namaste, Elizabeth. Namaste, everyone.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? We were talking about healing for the holidays because there's so many people right now, I think, that are, you know, their hearts are just closed and tight and struggling. And with this very short bit of time, I would love to just open their hearts and raise the vibration of the planet. Are you ready to do that, Michelle?
Oh, absolutely. And listen, so many people are already there, Elizabeth. So your listeners, remember, we're all interconnected. You know, I like you, Elizabeth, live in the great state of Colorado. And you know, we're known to have the largest ecosystem, meaning the aspen trees here in Colorado. And I would say it's really the human race is the largest ecosystem. We're all interconnected. You know, we are, you know, some people call them silver cords, some people call them meridians, but, you know, we are scientifically a bunch of atoms. Remember, I'm going to take you back to, you know, your first biology class of these atoms, and they vibrate. We're electrical, and that's how we feel people. And I'm going to put it in layman's terms, is when somebody walks in the room, it's amazing how you can feel them. You can feel if they're angry, if they're sad, if they're happy, if they're joyous, if it's, wow, I can just feel them. It's much how the animal kingdom works. So, you know, it's been very interesting this holiday season, and last week's tragedies of Sandy Hollow, all of us have been so inundated by this whole aspect of mental health care, you know, and how are we addressing our own mental health care? Now, most of us are out there, we're working, we may be, you know, we may be working in the home, out of the home, however that looks for you, and how are we looking at our own mind-body-spirit connection? It's just not mental health care. Our brain, our mind is a part of our bodies. So it's something that, as we're vibrational beings, as we're these beings that are a bunch of atoms vibrating, we can feel each other. We pick up on each other's energies. It's how we buy houses. We walk into a house and it feels good or it doesn't. We walk into a department store at Christmas time and it feels chaotic. Or gosh, you know what? It feels kind of peaceful in here. I'm going to stay a little bit longer. You know, listen, marketing companies make a lot of money from this every Christmas season of how do we slow down people's minds and get them into that sense of comfort because people start to purchase things. There's a whole science and an art to this. So how do you do that for yourself and those around you? Because we're interconnected. We can transfer this sense of chaoticness, of hecticness, or we can transfer that sense of centeredness and joy. Now, Elizabeth, when I'm around you, it's just positive. I absolutely love to be around my friend Elizabeth. And listen, even though we live less than, believe it or not, probably 10 miles away, we tend to do it on the telephone. But I can feel you. And that's how we work. Whether somebody's across the world or across the table, we feel each other. We vibrationally feel each other. We know from Scientific American and all kinds of studies that DNA is actually transferred across the world. They can't figure out how some species' DNA that has never been in Africa is in Africa. Well, what we know is we're vibrational beings. It's very, very interesting. So as we get into mental health care and all these statistics have come out from Sandy Hollow, what we know is 1 in 5 people have a mental illness. Now, you know, as I stopped and looked at that statistic, I went, whoa. And my whole background is in Western medicine as well as Eastern medicine. You know, I just like to call it medicine. And I think medicine is science. And I think science is me, right? I have a body, I have a mind, I have a soul. I have to look at this stuff. It's me. But I have actually been in cardiology, electrophysiology, a lot of my background in my life. So as I look at this and I look at that whole aspect of the mind, we love to separate it. We love to say, oh, but somebody has mental health, you know, issues. That's not me. And, you know, I'm doing just fine. I'm just a little stressed. I'm a little hectic. But other than that, I'm doing just fine. And you know what? That's okay. Here's what I want to share with people. And just like you said, rock the planet. The whole aspect to being on the planet is about reaching this state or this vibrational state of what some people term peace. I would tell you joy. It's 528 hertz. Some will describe it as love. Now, vibration or words have vibration, like our thoughts do, are either in the sense to us positive or negative. Do they make us feel good? Do they bring that sense of centeredness of joy? Or do they bring that sense of down? Listen, I started to watch Sandy Hollow. I had a little surgery last week, so I was laid up. And boy, my vibrational being went all over the place. I had this sense of joy, of sadness, all over the place. In fact, it was media overload, and I turned it off, and I just went inside. I think probably a lot of the listeners are like that too. A lot of folks are feeling that. Now, it's not ignoring anything going on in the world. It's that place of what I would call a simulation into your energetic being. Do you give yourself time simply to slow down and process all of this vibration, this frequency you're receiving and giving? Do you give yourself a sense to assimilate it, meaning to incorporate it into your energetic being, and make sure, you know, kind of like a self-cleaning oven, that you're cleaning out that stuff that doesn't work anymore. You know, all the crud on the bottom of the oven from that beautiful, you know, baked pie that you made, that mine usually bubbles over because then I think, oh, yeah, I was supposed to put the, you know, the baking sheet under it, right? And now it's on the bottom of the oven. That's how we work. So when you're not giving yourself enough time in the sense of what some people call meditation, prayer, you know, walking outdoors, getting centered, getting peaceful, and just really allowing yourself to assimilate all of these frequencies, life can get very hectic. Now, people are saying, well, gosh, I'm sorry, Michelle, but I've got triplets, or I've got children, or I do have people with mental health in my family, or I'm working 2-3 jobs to stay out there, and, you know, 18 hours a day. When am I supposed to do this? Great. Ask for that prayer, that meditation to come in your sleep. Ask for it to come not only during your waking hours, during your sleeping hours. Believe it or not, what you ask for, you'll receive. It really, really works that way. Now, I'm going to stop and let you ask some questions.
I was going to say, I hate to cut you off. I know we need to take a commercial break. So I just want to remind everybody they can call us at 866-472-5788. And this is Elizabeth Cookson standing in for Dr. Pat, and this is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful, creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, Call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hi, and actually it's Elizabeth Cookson standing in for Dr. Pat today, and I can actually be reached at elizabethcookson.com, that's C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com, and I also can be heard every Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio on From the Heart Radio, and today I have an amazing, amazing woman, Michelle Houchins. And Michelle, I'd like you to go ahead and share your contact information so the listeners that may not get through on the lines today can still reach you and connect with you.
Oh, sure. You can reach me. It's my first and last name at my website, www.michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, and it's Houchins, H-O-U-C-H-E-N-S. And I have a worldwide practice, so, you know, wherever you are, you know, vibration carries. And I work with this higher power that's, we have many names for it. Some will call creator, spirit, divine, God, and am a energetic practitioner, a medical intuitive, and a psychic medium.
And a very, very good one at that. And it's always nice, you know, I would say for intuitives to be able to have someone that they trust in their circle. And I definitely trust Michelle, you know, to help me as an intuitive myself and medium. And that says a lot, I think, in a community when you can reach out to another and really, like you said, you have that vibration with the other person and that sense of joy, and your heart is just in this amazing vibration of love and compassion. And when I work with Michelle, it, you know, that's exactly how I feel, and she's just spot on. So definitely make sure you reach out to her if you have any questions, or give us a call today on 866-472-5788. All right, Michelle, so let's get back to what we were discussing, and it's, you know, it is an interesting thing that, you know, when I go into a shop, my chest and my stomach get tight, you know, during the holidays with all the people and all the energy. And yeah, I find myself almost doing, you know, the yoga or Lamaze kind of breathing to just center myself, going, whoa,
right,
this is not mine.
And listen, Elizabeth, I'm going to start because this is such a great place that you just happened to ask that question. I have sincere gratitude for you, and thank you so much. Those compliments were the highest compliments to me, and I'm very humble for that. And I say to you this, that sense of gratitude, you know, which is funny because I'm like, okay, I really want to say thank you to Elizabeth, and as you're saying this, it fits completely into what you're saying. Do we have gratitude for the people around us? Now, often people bug us, right? You know, I was in corporate America for 25 years. I know I bugged people. And, you know, it's one of these situations where often it's just that place of, gosh, disconnect me. This is overwhelming. Like, get me out of here. You know, the old Kelgon commercial, or, you know, Star Trek, beam me up. You know, I have a number of different sayings. You know, I like Lost in Space, warning, warning, Will Robinson, this just doesn't feel good. You know, I make little jokes in my own mind to say, you know what, Michelle, let go. Have gratitude, have love for everyone around. You don't know what someone's going through. Send them some love. You know, toss it their way. You don't even know them, but yet you do because you feel them. You know, when we say, gosh, I don't even know you, well, then how am I feeling you? That's an interesting question to ask. Often people hit the vibration in us that we're working on. That's why it bugs us. So when we go into these stores, like you're saying, Elizabeth, and it feels chaotic, and people are cutting you off, and me first, or you get the people who are really kind and saying, you know what, through the holidays, I'm going to practice what I preach and let you go first. I'm just going to stand still and allow you to move first. Now, sometimes you'll get acknowledgement for that, and sometimes not. Here's the good thing. There's always gratitude around you. So for those who let people cut in the lines, you know, slow down on the freeway because somebody's in a hurry, we've all been in a hurry. Great. Well, let them go by. You know, As a clairaudient, for those of you that I hear, see, and feel, and I have a conversation with this higher frequency that I like to term God, it's comfortable for me, but also term divine spirit, I say to people, or I'm often say to people, okay, just go. It's okay. I've been in a hurry. You take the lead this time. And then I really appreciate when I'm in a rush, I send out that vibration, hey, I really am appreciative that you're going to let me speed ahead a little bit here on the highway. And all of a sudden, cars start to move. People are friendly. There's no negative vibration. When you ask people internally in kindness, that's what you receive. So go to your inner thoughts. What are your inner thoughts saying to someone? Are they saying kindness? Or are they saying, hey, get the heck out of my energetic field, out of my aura, out of my mind, out of my space, however you term it. Let me out of here and disconnect from you. So this whole illusion that when things get chaotic, we need to disconnect. Unfortunately, that's what happened with Adam. Adam felt, I need to disconnect with you so much that I'm going to take out these little innocent lambs. You know, it's interesting, the number 20 in the whole, our whole universe is really built on a mathematical equations from a scientific standpoint. And 20 is an interesting number when you start looking at it. And how much more innocent could you get than a bunch of 5 and 6 year olds? And the correlation, and I'm not paying any less what I would say dedication to this to the adults, but it was very interesting what is coming forth in numbers on our planet and the significance of that. And 20 is an interesting number. It's the in-between number before completion, before this divinity of completion. And it's really a sense of man taking a look inside and saying, do you look out for someone else as you look out for yourself? Very, very, very interesting. Now, a lot of people will say, oh my gosh, we can draw so much correlation or perspective on this. But what I would say to you is, doesn't it make sense? Who walks into an elementary school and unloads on a bunch of 5 and 6 year olds? Someone who's so angry and so disconnected that I have to show the world I am so disconnected from you that I will do anything so horrific to these little innocent souls. Now, saying that, can you learn to connect when it feels chaotic and over sensory drive? Can you sit down and realize that actually as an energetic person, what we're looking for is connection in positivity and gratitude and in love? That truly is what we're looking for. So seek it, find it, find it internally.
And that makes a lot of sense because, you know, think about how many times, you know, you are planning a trip to family and you hear so much of this during the holidays and, oh my goodness, I don't want to go. I can't imagine having to meet with Aunt Gertrude and her, you know, fruitcake or whatever it is, you know, and the energy that I have with all the people around. And you hit on that in the way of reverse it. You know, maybe that was your past and that was the experience you've had in your past, but what if you just throw out an intention that this will be the most amazing holiday, that it will be a great reunion and reconnection, and that you will find all the love and the light in people. So even though somebody may be challenging or difficult from the past, what if you looked at them in a totally different way of, wow, you know what, if I grew up with that, I could kind of see why, you know, they might be grouchy or they're just really an angry kind of person. And all it takes is one person to reach out and truly fill them with love and compassion and be there for them. Just listen and be there for them. And in doing that, you could completely change the entire experience. And it's also an experience, you know, that you are going through as an individual, that it's like, what do you want to make of it? And Michelle hit on that. If you want light, if you want joy, if you want positivity, if you want to be in this place of gratitude and that is your attitude, then life is just going to be absolutely amazing. So I know we need to take a commercial break. We are talking on Talk Radio to Thrive By. This is Elizabeth Cookson standing in for Dr. Pat Basile. And you're also listening to my special guest, Michelle Houchins. And if you have a question, go ahead and call in, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio and then all of a sudden their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
And hello, it is Elizabeth Cookson and my very special guest, Michelle Houchins. And, you know, Michelle, we were talking a little bit just here at commercial break about tomorrow and the 12/21 date. I'd like to go ahead and get started with that because I know a lot of people are have been asking a lot of questions and I know we're on the same wavelength, so I'll let you get started on that.
Yeah, you know, it's so fun as a psychic medium to see all the things that people are doing to prepare for tomorrow. You know, you have some people quitting their jobs and saying, I'm just going to go have the time of my life. And, you know, hopefully they just took a sabbatical, because when we wake up on 12/22, they're going to say, but you know, for some people, maybe it was a time of change. Maybe that was divinely guided. They were to do this. Saying that, you know, what I know and what I've heard a number of times, and that's been what I feel spiritually backed up, because I'm a clinical evidence-based medicine kind of gal, is this, that, you know, when we look at this whole aspect of Mayan calendars, the Hopi Indians, there's a number of different cultures, well over 16 to 17 cultures, who've looked at this time of change on the earth. You know, for those who aren't as familiar with these Mayan calendars, there's 17 of them total. And when the Mayans, in their experience, developed these calendars, they were very into the whole aspect of the law of time. And I would call it the law of time, space, and matter. In our sense of time, they looked a lot at numbers, the coordination of numbers, and this whole aspect of frequency. Now, frequency can be measured in hertz, but it's basically this vibrational state that we measure things in as frequency. So, you know, I'm not going to get too scientific here, but the Mayan calendars noted this change, that on, there's this big galactic change, on 12/21, the frequencies on our Earth, meaning how our Earth is rotating, and what we know is over the last 15 to 20 years, the Earth's rotation and oscillations has gotten faster. We've gone from, you know, anywhere from 6 to 7 hertz, now almost to 12 to 15 hertz. So we know that the oscillation of the Earth is changing, and as Mother Earth changes, so do we. Now, does faster mean more chaotic? Absolutely the reverse. Now, that's where people keep saying, oh my gosh, there must be this correlation that faster is worse. Actually not. When you look at brainwave states, some of the faster brainwave states actually, in essence, have a sense of calmness and peace with us. So don't correlate faster to more chaotic. However, what the correlation is to that is this whole sense of manifestation. So, you know, we know that the books like The Secret, and gosh, there's so many books on the law of attraction, and we have all these laws of creation, Elizabeth, which you and I work so much in, and everyone does, that we can manifest that which we desire faster on the earth. Now, what does that mean? Meaning that if I really have purity of intent and purity and align my thought to that purity of intent, that I can manifest or bring to me that which I desire. That's these galactic changes. That's why the Mayans changed this one calendar, because what they knew is the law of time was changing. That's why it stopped. It's actually a wonderful time to be on Earth. Now, saying that, are there changes? Absolutely. And are many people feeling like, wow? In fact, I was on radio on Sunday, and I called out to the listeners, and I said, how many of you have, in a sense, lost your hearing? Have this weird sense of a dull in hearing in one or both of your ears. Now, I'm hearing some of the listeners are saying, oh my gosh, Michelle, well, it happened, this frequency came onto the earth on Saturday at about 2 a.m. It was a little before that, and it doesn't matter the time zone. And for some people, they will have this sense of loss of hearing, and a few people, your eyes have been blurry. Now, what is this about? It's just fine-tuning to these new frequencies. The good news for the majority of people, you'll fine-tune to these frequencies and they'll be back anywhere from when it started in 10 to 12 days. So if you're one of those people that are thinking, oh my gosh, I can't hear lately, how funny is that? My ears feel plugged up. Interesting. So these frequencies will have some
Michelle,
effect on our...
I have to tell you, you just nailed me on both of those, because, you know, if my husband's listening, he's going, oh, my gosh. She was saying she had this weird aura around her eyes that she couldn't see out of her right eye.
Yes.
That was this weekend. Mm-hmm. And my ears, that it was right around Friday or Saturday that I had this, like, thickness in my ear. But I'm like, oh, my gosh, is it the barometric pressure? We're getting a big snowstorm.
Right.
You know, And, yes, even, you know, the other day I was like, there's just something in my ear. What is that? And so I called my angels and say, hey, please, whatever that pressure is, release it.
Right.
Just allow it to balance, you know, without that intensity. And I put that intention to help me make it a little bit more comfortable because it is. I feel the shift. I do. So that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, a lot of people woke up on Saturday morning. Now, I know everyone's thinking, Saturday, when was that? But at 2 in the morning, I did. I thought, wow, and I felt it in a different way. But I asked, you know, this higher power that I'll term God, okay, what's going on? There's something going on, because it's rare that I wake up at 2 in the morning. So it was a vibrational shift. Now, here's the good things. We have chosen as a group consciousness to be on the planet right now. It's what I would term one of the most magnificent times to be on the planet ever. Be conscious of your thoughts. Be conscious of your intent. Everybody knows everything in the affirmative, in the positive. If you say, well, gosh, I don't want to be sick, Michelle. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be sick. What we're manifesting is sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Manifest wellness. Manifest health. Get specific. Gosh, I want this to be the most glorious holiday season. It can manifest that quick. Now, let's say you're really in the dumps. You do have some mental illness. Many functional people out there have, you know, this sense of bipolar. My office manager, where I office out of, just lost her son. It was his birthday, and he decided to get high for the week of his birthday because he didn't want to deal with it, and unfortunately OD'd and transcended. He crossed over. In saying that, it wasn't his intent to take himself off the earth. However, through this, he did. Listen to your knowing. People are warned before something bad is going to happen. If it's really other than your path, you will be warned. Trust me, your guardian angels, or what some people like to call your guides, will scream, will blare at you. They're fine-tuned to your electromagnetic field. You can't help but hear them. It'll feel like your inner voice, your inner knowing, the pit of your stomach. Each of us receives this differently, but it will be loud. When you hear that loud sound, stop. You know, it's that old stop, look, listen kind of thing that we learned in school. Stop. Listen, learn from what you're hearing, and change it. It's that fast to manifest it. Okay, great. In the affirmative, this is what I desire. I'm in this, you know, I'm in a major store, you know, it doesn't matter which the name of the store. I like to go to Macy's, so I always, you know, I always find all kinds of good sales, and I'm a coupon girl. So, you know, I go into Macy's, and listen, I'm excited about my 20% off coupon. I'm in a very positive mood, and I choose the state of vibrational being I will in. Each of us get to choose. When you give away that power to someone else or to something else, that's your choice. You can do that. Or you can choose to, let's say, manifest your choice of your vibrational being. I choose joy. And every morning I wake up and very clear, okay, I choose joy. Whatever's around me, whatever's happening, I choose joy. What do you choose? What do your inner thoughts say? A lot of people choose it in words. Do your inner thoughts say the same thing, or do you say, you know what, but listen, I'm bankrupt, I'm losing my business, or our home, or I haven't worked for 20 years, my husband lost his job, my partner lost her job, his job. However that looks for you, here's the thing. You're going to manifest what your thoughts are and your intention is. Manifest joy. Bring back that abundance. I like to call it divine abundance. Some of you may like that or not. In divine abundance comes all things that are divine for my life. And that could be inside of relationships, family, it can be inside of career, it can be inside of financial means. It's my divine abundance. Bring it to me. Hey, I'm open. I'm open for this divine abundance. For some of you, asking for financial means is a little tougher. Great. Well, then pull forth your divine abundance and really be open to what that looks like. When financial aspects to that come forth, accept them. You know, the sense of pride when somebody says, you know what, you're a little down on your luck, let me help you. Fantastic. You'll do the same thing the next time around. You know, the next time something comes and you have abundance, you'll help somebody else out. That's what we're here for. Take the significance or the energy out of money and just know it's there. Bring forth these relationships. For some people, what they wish the most is to have a really good friend. Fantastic. Bring that forth in your divine abundance. This fantastic career or relationships in my job that I really, really, really desire. You know, I work here, the money's okay, but you know, I don't really enjoy it. So many people say that. Great. Change that vibrational being. It's interesting. All of a sudden, guess what? I learned something about somebody I'm working with, or somebody new comes into the department. You know, and wow, they've really made the job kind of fun. I've got a new friend. Pull that forth. Now, what do I mean by pull that forth? We're magnetic. We're like a bunch of Scotty dog magnets, is what I like to say. We can pull or repel. Elizabeth, you know this so well, right?
Absolutely, and I was going to say, we need to take a commercial break.
Sure,
so on
absolutely.
That note, everybody get really connected and magnetic, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Michelle Houchins. And we're going to continue this conversation and really understand how can we actually work with some of these changes in our body, Michelle.
Yeah. So, you know, I mentioned this whole aspect to the Mayan calendars and these frequencies that are now coming on the earth. You know, they've been building up over the last 5,125 years. Tomorrow, in essence, they hit sequence. And I mentioned for some of you that you may be feeling a sense of loss of hearing, of sight. For some people, they may feel the most peaceful they've ever felt. You know, I called a few friends and I said, how are you doing? They said, oh my gosh, I woke up last night at 2 a.m. and I just feel the most peaceful I've ever felt. So don't think it's all, you know, it's going to take this coordination. For some of you, these frequencies coming on, they feel fantastic. Now, if they don't, all you need to do is tell your mind, body, spirit to integrate them. That they're positive, they're that of light and love, and to integrate them. And all of a sudden what you're going to find is if you've lost the sense of hearing or have it muddled, that you'll have almost like water in your ear, you'll have this pop. It may happen in your sleep and you'll wake up the next morning and say, oh, everything's fine. You're just basically a vibrational being and you're assimilating these new frequencies. How fast or slow you do depends on your fear. So if you have great fear to these changes on the earth, it may take a little bit longer. Let go of your fear. Fears are just blocks. Does that make sense? So that's what I wanted to make sure people know. You have that power in your energetic center to make all these changes. You don't need to see someone like me, or if it assists, I can assist you. However, you have that power to do that. You don't need anyone else to do it. We come as fully loaded cars, I would say. You know, it's kind of like that fully loaded car. You just need to start to read the owner's manual a little bit more and figure out, oh, this is how I work with that GPS system, you know?
Awesome.
That's all it is. It's just learning.
Yeah, it's that inner voice that's speaking to you, and you're like, are you going to listen and turn right, or are you going to say, no, I know something better, and turn left?
Right.
And so it is interesting how, you know, like you say, that internal GPS and the inner voice, and do you want to resist or do you want to go with the flow? And one of the things, you know, I think with this whole transformation, if you will, of creating something brand new and changing the vibration is really being open and willing to go with the flow. And like you said, you've got some pressure, you've got some funky things that are happening. You know, we mentioned off air a little bit, I had, you know, some very vivid dreams and things are coming in much clearer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the exercises you said, hey, Elizabeth, you know, you gotta ask your mind to accept these frequency changes and that will help you in your, you know, in my journey and in accepting a lot of different things here as we shift, and especially, is there something tomorrow? I know
yeah.
we don't have a lot of time, but is there something tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because it is the big shift. It is the ending of one type of era, if you will, and mm-hmm. a creation of a brand new, fabulous, joyous shift. Is there
it
anything
is.
That you can share with the listeners that, you know, maybe there's something, an intention they can put out for tomorrow?
Yeah, huge, huge, huge frequencies coming on the planet tomorrow. For some people, they believe that the Earth, in a sense, will stop and change polarities or its rotational axis, believe it or not. So we'll wait and see about that. It is occurring. It'll be very, very, very interesting. What I hear is around 12:57 this morning, or I would say on the morning of 12:21, that we're going to receive these frequencies that have never been received to the Earth. Now, what I'm saying is, Yahoo, I'm excited about these. Now, what are you saying? What will be yep. your state? You know, what we know is the planet is in this state of duality, this good, evil, good, bad, right, wrong. We're seeing these polarities of extreme goodness and extreme just yuckiness. I don't even want to give evil that kind of context. It's just the sense of a lack of goodness is what I would call it. For some of you, you might call it evil. What I say is, as a planet, as a nation, as a group consciousness, we all chose to be here at the same time. As we do this, our vibrational state of being is mandated to come up to Mother Earth. She's saying, let go of the past, let go of this fear. Live in magnificence. We really are in the time of Eden. We really are in the time of this place where, in this time where we can truly manifest anything we want. So that's where I'm going to leave it. What will you manifest? Meaning, what will you think? What's your intention today? Right now, in every moment. Keep it in the affirmative and have fun. Really have fun. It's a magnificent time to be here. Even with all the things that go on, life goes on, tragedy will happen. What will you manifest in your life? And that's 12/21/12 on my website, michellehouchins.com. I have a blog on these frequencies. Feel free to go access it if it helps you. Grab it, copy it, post it, whatever you want to do with it. It's a magnificent time, and it's just some teachings, a blog on how to work with these new frequencies.
Perfect, and I do hope that everybody goes out there and checks that out. And, you know, it is a very different energy. I can mm-hmm. feel it. You know, I have felt it actually probably since Thanksgiving. I have felt a fairly large shift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a big shakeup in my family, and one of the things that, you know, it's an appreciation. And that's one of the things that, you know, for me and for my husband, one of the things that we realized is, you know, we really want to put that intention out there for our relationship, that it is strong, that we do build that foundation, and that we are in a place of love, compassion, trust in these trying times. And I cannot even express how much change has occurred in our relationship. We're definitely more intuitive. We're more connected. It's just an amazing feeling, and it's this big shift. And a lot of it was me releasing that masculine side of me that has to control and be in charge and truly embrace and balance my feminine side. So I'm sharing that because I came from a corporate background. I do a lot of intuitive work. I do a lot of coming from the heart. However, when you get stuck and you just kind of forget, you're like, oh, yeah, balance. Mm-hmm. And that's when 21, I think of the number 3, which is about balance. And so, you know, tomorrow I just want to wish everybody the happiest of holidays. I want to wish everybody blessings and love. I want to thank you so much, Michelle, for being here today and sharing this message. It has just been amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, what an honor. And thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Chad, behind the scenes. It's such an honor. Namaste to everyone. Bow I to you is what namaste means. And I see the light being in you. Do you see the light being in all? That's our goal. And thank you so, so much.
Yes, and thank you everyone for listening. Sending you blessings and love. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.